Well, I've been teaching on the subject for a while. We had breaks in between there. We were away and things, but we come back over the subject of tongues. The Lord won't let me off on that one. And we want to talk about this morning because one of the things of doing this teaching on it is so people would understand it. Is it in the Scriptures? Does the Scriptures talk about it? We went over those things. You can go back and, you know, all those are online. You can download them and listen to them. But this morning, I want to talk about the areas we're going to speak about it in looking at the use of tongues, you know, for our personal life. And really, in dealing with it, our personal life and use, but it doesn't mean just it works for our personal life. But if we put it into our personal life, it really can make a difference on a lot of things. I mean, you can change a lot of things in this world by hooking up, operating in this. Tongues is not something that happened when a person got born again. They got to say, we got filled with the Spirit and spoke in tongues, and it ended there. There's a purpose in this. God has a purpose in everything that He does.
Amen.
And, you know, people say, well, you know, tongues, we don't do that today. That's ended. Well, if it did, then God changed. Then we are in the same church that the first church was in. We're not in that. We're not in the same church. You know, in all these miracles when the last apostle died. In other words, you know, we got a cheap brand of Christianity to what they had. You know, they got the good stuff and we didn't get the anything good. And I'm sorry, that's not the way it happened. But we're going to look at something this morning. And I'm going to look from our side of naturally because we're talking about speaking, saying things. And we need to understand this. God responds to words spoken by man. We're dealing in the areas this morning of authority. If you don't understand this principle, you really don't understand authority. You know, when Jesus came into the world, He came in as a man. And it's very interesting. If we look at the Gospel of John, John didn't say, you know, and the Word, said the Word became flesh. In other words, Jesus, the Word became flesh. He didn't say, you know, Jesus became a good character. Jesus is called the Word of God. You understand, authority deals with words. See, I don't care how much you study the Bible and how much you look or what you say God gave us. How do I release my authority in the earth? What do I do? If we would go back to the garden, and we go back to the garden, words is what caused man's fall. See, faith comes by hearing words. Faith does not come by good character. It does not come by doing all kind of nice things and right things. That does not cause faith to come. None of it does.
Amen.
You need to understand, Christianity started in words.
Yes.
We preach words. See, what we're trying to reach the world today by feeding them and doing all kinds of, we think we're going to reach them with good works. If you ain't, you can only reach people by words.
Mm-hmm.
What have we done today? We've got people thinking today, I'm going to, as a pastor, people call and they think that I am required to give them the things that they need. Because the church is trained like a bunch of monkeys that they tell us what to do. And then we're just going to jump through the hoop and do it. And they don't want to hear the gospel. I always tell them this. If you want something from our church, come to our church.
Amen. Amen.
I say, you come and sit down because you know what? You're going to stay poor and you're going to have all you need. If you don't learn, you're going to have to change what you do.
Amen.
You're going to have to listen to some words.
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen. And we don't do that anymore. Do you know, I remember it used to be that they used to have what they call the missions and stuff that were in communities and that stuff. And if you went to big cities and that stuff, they'd have missions. And there was missions in there. They would feed people. But you know what? You had to listen to a sermon before you ate.
Mm. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's the way all of them ran till the gospel of man came out. And now the gospel of man dominates today. We feed you hamburgers and hot dogs and you'll want Jesus. That's what we've done. See, I remember those mission things and that stuff. When I was out, they still did it. Even when I was in Bible school in the 80s out in Rhema, if you went to Tulsa, if the people, you know, the street people, they wanted to eat, they'd chase them around the street, give them food. You had to come down to the mission and you had to listen to a gospel message. Why? You ain't going to change people. Forget it. You're going to spend the last of your life chasing around, patting yourself on the back of how nice you are, and you're one of the devil's buddies.
Preach.
You're sending people off to hell, not caring at all, trying to make yourself feel good.
Come on.
That ain't where we're going, folks.
Amen.
We got to come back and understand the power of the gospel. The authority of the gospel is spoken in words. That's the authority. And you need to understand that. We need to come back to that. I came into the kingdom. That was what I was taught. I was taught my words were going to determine. The gospel that's preached. You need to understand that. Nobody is going to live or exceed further in Christianity than the words they're taught. If you bring people to Jesus by just telling them God loves them and He'll forgive sin, you know what they're going to do? That's what all they're going to walk. They're just going to walk in that. He forgave me of my sin and He loves me. And you know what? They'll go off and not amount to much as a Christian. You know, God loves me. Why? Because they can't become more than they're taught. They can't be more than what the words say. The Word of God is powerful.
Amen.
We don't believe that because we milk it down, water it down. We're trying to reach the world through powerlessness.
Come on.
That's not what we do. It's power, authority. Their authority is worthless without power. You have your authority don't mean nothing if there's not power to back it up. You know, this is why so many people hate Donald Trump. Just like over with Iran. They sit down and talked, and then he said, okay, that's it. Now power is going to back up my words. It gets attention.
Yes, sir.
And it is the same with the gospel. There's no power to back up words. Why? Because no words of power are spoken.
Come on.
We don't speak words of power.
Mm-hmm.
We're so gushy.
Preach.
You know? We're like a soggy marsh. You try to walk through it and it's just misery, you know, trying to walk through that thing. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I thank God Jesus hurt Ed's feelings. That's how I got saved. He told me I was sending my whole family off to hell. He didn't come up, oh, you're, and I just love you so much. You're just so cute, Ed. You're just, no. He said, you're stupid, Ed. You're leading your whole family off to hell following after your lousy life. And I'm there. And I finally had to admit guilty as charged.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Let me just say this. Now, these are not my notes, but I'll tell you, this is just good preaching.
Hallelujah.
The scripture tells us God did not send, you know, Christ into the world to condemn the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that completely out of its context. You know why He said Christ didn't come to condemn the world? Because the world's already condemned.
Mm-hmm.
They're already sentenced to an eternity without God.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't need, that's why He tells us, we can't run the world down. Why? We don't run, they're already judged. I don't judge the world. The world's already, I was judged and God told me what I was judged at. I was going off to hell and I was going to send my whole family. That was the judgment against it.
Come on.
God didn't. He's come trying to bail me out of my, I'm being Mr. Stupid, and the church preaches we're Mr. Stupid. No, we're not. Jesus delivers us. We're already. The world is already condemned. When the Ayatollah died, do you think he believes in Jesus now? I'll guarantee he knows there's a Jesus. Does he believe Allah's God? Nah. No. See, he was already convicted. He didn't accept Christ. His sentence was set the day he was born.
Mm-hmm.
See, the church knows very little about the gospel. We don't know much about it at all. We have today this alternative Jesus in America.
Come on.
This Jesus we made up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Look at the Bible. Jesus. Was he a man of power or was he this little wimpy, whiny guy that walked around? He was barefoot and had a sheep. You know, that's what he did. My God, that's Jesus. Or we kill him and leave him on the cross forever.
Come on.
We say, you know, stay near the cross. I'm sorry. I went on to the throne.
Amen.
I'm seated in heaven. The cross is the place of sin and shame.
Amen.
And that's where the world has lived. And the church lives in sin and shame.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, the Christians sure know how to sin.
Come on.
They're good at it. They hang there. They sin and call it good.
Come on.
Why, this is good preaching.
Yes, great preaching. Great preaching.
That's one thing. See, my gift surprises me at times. You know, I don't think we're going this way at all. I just, you know, yeah. But we need to get over and understand. It's one of the things is the leading to the place of power. If you want to become a Christian of power, you're going to have to learn about what you say. Because that's where authority is released. God, we're going to look at Scripture. God backs up your words.
Amen.
Not your needs. I don't care what. If God was moved by need, then He'd fix everybody's problem in the world, wouldn't He? Well, I'll tell you what. I noticed mine weren't getting fixed. You know? And all these Christians, God's in control. Well, if He is, He sure made a mess of things.
Preach.
Is God controlling all this evil and wicked? He's controlling this stuff? No, He's not. I found out if God, my life would change more and more the more I yield to God, not the more He yields to me.
Amen.
God's not going to yield to me. I yield to Him. He set the plan of salvation. Man didn't. He said it. This is the plan. This is what you must do to be saved.
Come on.
Whether people like it or not. He don't change it. See, we've made a gospel that makes most people think they're never going to hell. I would watch this. You go, they have so-called, quote, Christian funeral. And you go, and a person died, and they were just a downright sinner. And they talk like they're going to be in heaven, and they go through all this stuff. And everybody talks. I'll tell you, it just makes me puke.
Come on.
Yeah.
Makes me, the ministers, you make you walk up and just slap them.
Mm. Oh.
Say, you lying devil, you. Well, look, he ain't nothing but the devil lying to the people going on and stuff. This is what they do.
Amen. Amen.
Keep people heading in the same direction.
Come on.
Christianity is full of a mess. And I tell you, I ain't going to be full of the mess.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you.
Preach.
You know, let God be true and every man a liar.
Woo!
Hallelujah. God's Amen. Right. And if I have another opinion, it ain't right.
Amen.
It's that simple. You know, I know none of us know everything, but I find God does.
Amen.
And we need to settle that fact.
Mm-hmm.
God knows everything. And thank God He's been nice enough to give us the Holy Spirit, the great teacher in us, to teach us how to walk right, do right. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in us. You know, and all of us are growing. Nobody has arrived. Amen. You know, we go along. It's like Paul said, we look through a glass darkly. Hallelujah. He said, then face to face. One day it's going to be face to face. Thank God. Mm-hmm. You know, we won't see. From this side on, you know why you look through the glass darkly? It's because of your stinking flesh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got stinking flesh. I just want to remind you, you got it too.
Amen.
And our flesh gets into the way of things.
Amen.
And we many times measure and yield to things looking through our flesh, our desires, the things we like and things like that. And we do that. And everybody, you know what? This is going to happen for the rest of your life. Until you step out of this stupid suit.
Come on. Preach.
Why do we pamper this demonic thing that is dead in sin, the Bible says? It's dead in sin. We treat it like it's such a cute little thing, and it's just, and you let it go, and this thing will do any ugly thing you can think of. The only thing that keeps us in control is about what's on the inside.
Amen.
And see, I want on the inside to be greater than what's on the outside, because the Amen. More the inside gets greater, the outer man can be suppressed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, he'll probably get depressed some by being suppressed, but he'll just have to get over it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to get thinking right. But see, we want to get a hold of understanding about using the tongue or what we're saying. I want to go in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. We were teaching over that area, and I want to go down the 14th and 15th verse. We're going to look at these things. On Tuesday, I was sort of looking and talking to the Lord about heading in a direction, what I was supposed to do. And, you know, it's just one of those ones that the Lord started to speak to me, and I started doing and putting notes down, started taking this thing, and I mean, He just laid everything right out. You know, sometimes you have to go do more and sometimes you do less. And so this is just one of those. This is what I want to say. So this is what He wants to say. Now in 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, I want to look at starting verse 14. It says this, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. Now I want you to see that. It's using the word pray. What do we do when we pray? We're speaking words. It's words. So He said this, what? He said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, I'm praying. Or if I'm praying or I'm speaking words in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays what? by speaking words. Your words. This is what's important. Do you know, I watch this. I watched some of the greatest failures of Christianity was their prayer lives. You know, Kenneth Hagin said, I'm glad I had found this out when I, as a young Christian. Kenneth Hagin said, Christians have more faith in prayer than they do the Word of God or Jesus Christ. And he's exactly right. Prayer changes things. I just want to tell you this. Prayer can make things worse. And I've watched Christians do it all the time. When they pray stupid. They say dumb things. They do all they do is complain and gripe about their problem. God fix my idiot, you know. They don't pray what the Bible says. They don't. They're praying and they're speaking. They're saying words and they don't. Your words, we're going to find this out. Your words that you say are what's going to come to pass, not what you need maybe.
Come on.
Amen.
Get a hold of this. You need to understand it. This is the power of this thing. And we need to understand that. So he said, but my understanding, though speaking these words, he said, my understanding is unfruitful. In other words, mentally, he doesn't understand. You speak these words in tongues, they're not for your mentality. Now they will, we're going to find out later on, it will affect your mentality. It can affect it. But it's not for understanding. We need to understand, speaking in tongues is about speaking supernaturally. Isn't it interesting? God gave us tongues. Why would he want us to say words we don't understand? It's because authority in this earth. God can move no more in this earth than people's voices will allow him.
Preach.
You're a prayer life. You're a prayer life. You need to understand. What do we pray? Lord's Prayer. Pray, God's will is done on earth like it is in heaven. All kind of Christians want God's will on earth, but they ain't talking God's will down here. All they do is complain about what's going on, what somebody else is doing, what the news said these folks are doing. It's all they do. They sit around and complain about all this stuff going on all the time. Christians talk about, they knew all about the news and very little about. They talk about, you know, 75% of their words is what something else happened, you know, and a couple percent is what God said. And then they expect that to change something. No, the control of one's words is going to control your life. I can tell you why people's lives are out of control. The words. Everything starts with words. It starts with words. It starts with what you say. It starts there. So we need to understand how important this is. God wants to bring things to pass. So these words, we have words. God has us speaking words that we can't understand. But listen to what it said, verse 15. But what's the conclusion then? He said, I'll speak with my spirit and I will also pray. He said, or speak words with my understanding. I'm going to do it in my spirit and from my spirit. In other words, tongues. I'm going to say words. See, this is about the faith. You need to understand this as we go along about the power of words, because if you don't understand this, tongues will never be really effective in your life. Because you won't operate in faith. If anything God wants me to do is be able to speak words beyond my understanding. Mm-hmm. But if I will speak them from this earth, God changes nothing from heaven. It's changed from other. My will done on earth like it is in heaven, he says. Mm-hmm. What does it say? What does it say about mankind? About us? What did Paul, after he told nice Peter, you know, oh, hey, you got this revelation, I'm the Christ. And then he went on to tell them about whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth. What do you loose? Your tongue. That's how it's loosed. Good or evil is loosed. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm going to tell you. You wonder why America and the world's all messed up like it is? Because all the words being said and printed online and all this stuff going on, all the things that, and Christians are following right after it, and we're making sure we're involved in all this stuff, that 90% of it's garbage.
Preach.
It's words. And then those words come to pass.
Yeah.
And they will come to pass. We want to find out. Speaking words. God has words, and let me just say this. God has words that I don't know. God has ideas and plans I don't know. But he has to get somebody on this earth to say them.
Amen.
And if he can get somebody to say his words, he can bring it to pass. It requires a man. Jesus came as a man called the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's Word would get spoken down here.
Amen.
Salvation comes by words.
Come on.
It don't come by good people. It comes by words. Loads of good Christians don't ever preach the word ever. They don't. They wouldn't say nothing to nobody.
Preach.
Except complain. Woo! It is exciting. I tell you, get a dance in your feet on that. Hallelujah. But we're speaking. So he said he would sing with his spirit or say, sing words. See, we're singing words. And he said, in other words, you can sing in tongues. And he said, you can sing words with your understanding. We were singing this morning, understanding here. But you can sing in tongues. I do. I sing in tongues. See, we should be doing these things. Why? We ought to have faith to do it. I'm just going to tell you, if you don't do it, it means you don't have faith in that area. It's not, I'm not making fun here or saying something doctrine. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
It's just true. He didn't say you need some special teaching to do this.
That's right.
He says, I will. In other words, by my will, I will do it. See, by my will, I can pray in my understanding anytime I want to. Mm-hmm. And by my will, I can pray in tongues anytime I want to. Everybody's waiting for a goosebump, then I'll turn around and do you. You know, that ain't the way it works. I can do it by my will.
Yes. Amen.
The Holy Ghost will speak through me by my will.
Amen.
He never overtakes me. He ain't the devil. The devil wants to possess. Hallelujah. The only way I get possessed by God is if I allow it. We see, we talk about we want more of God. Well, I'm just telling you how you get more of God. And you can do it. You can pray night and day, and you'll never change. We're trying to use prayer to change what requires other things to change. See, you praying a bunch may not change you at all. I've done funerals for people who prayed and prayed and prayed till they died.
Come on.
Well, if praying would have done it, why wouldn't? Why? I tried to tell them. Now, there's other things you need to get doing.
Amen.
See, we need to understand, you know, Randall Greer did a series on stuff of how to waste your time praying. How to waste your time praying. Asking God to do what you're supposed to.
Come on.
Asking God to carry out what you... I'm lazy. You go to work, God. Do it for me. See, I don't like to do that. That makes me uncomfortable. Well, then get doing it till you get comfortable.
Come on. Come on.
If you're not doing the will of God, you're supposed to be uncomfortable.
Amen. Amen. Great preaching.
You're supposed to be comfortable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I want to look at this. We want to look at some scripture because the power of using these words. So God has things that He wants to say, and they're outside of our mentality and understanding. We need to understand that. We're only operating. I thank God. God has given me a way to help Him in this earth beyond it. See, if God is only limited to me, we're in trouble.
Amen. Amen.
This is what's wrong with most Christians. They think they're really good and great. They don't realize how limited they are. Oh. And they don't let God use them beyond their limitations. Amen. Never allow them to. It's like the Lord spoke to me many years ago, and He said, this last day revival that will come in the world, He said, it will not be brought to pass by people who don't understand tongues and what's it about. He said, they cannot pray it in. He said, this can only be prayed in by beyond the understanding of men. Uh-huh. See, we limit. God gave us something supernatural, but we love natural. We're in love with natural. And then tell people, we want supernatural. Well, you can't have it because we won't do the supernatural that was given to us. We already have. You know? You know, we do a lot of singing and stuff, things about power of God. But isn't many people say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got baptized. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And they're praying and asking God for power. Can you get any more power than the Holy Ghost? I want to meet it. I got to run into it somewhere. You know, I ain't looking for power. I want to know how to connect to the power.
Amen.
You know, in this building, there's power. There's electricity in here. But you know, I stand here, and if I want to run something electric, I got to go to the wall and plug it in.
Right.
There's powers here. Well, God's power is God. They say God's everywhere. Well, does God disconnect from power and come down here and he's powerless and walks around and he has to go back to heaven and get a bucket and dump it down here? Why? The church prays that way all the time. Our songs are about that. We're trying to, go Lord, send the power just now. Well, I'm sorry. When Jesus turned around, the Holy Ghost came. The power. I am the temple of power.
Amen.
You're the temple of power.
That's right.
That's what you are. Well, how's that released? It isn't released by feeling powerful.
Come on.
It's believing. You believing you have something, whether you feel it or not.
Amen.
Believing you are something, whether you feel it or not.
Amen.
Whether it looks like it's working or not.
Amen.
This is the life of faith has nothing to do with seeing, feeling, or any of that kind of stuff. Yet we're tied to it so tightly. We talk faith, but we're going to only move by how we feel or what we see.
Come on.
Now look, if we can't deal with these things and just people get hurt and their feelings get hurt. The reason most people's feelings get hurt is because they're guilty.
Preach.
Yeah. Now I'm just going to be honest. I know. My feelings, God hurts my feelings all the time. And I've got to say, well, guilty is charged. Well, let's get over this. Ain't no use whining about it and going doing something else. Guilty is charged. Lord say, you ain't doing what you know to do. And I stop and say, yeah, you're right about that, ain't you? Yeah. Right again. See, we need to come up with this. I want to go further.
Amen.
And I'm just going to tell you, your feelings are one of your biggest problems.
Preach.
Our feelings get hurt real quick. People do stuff. We walk out of love real quick because our feelings get hurt.
Come on.
Hey, that's, don't lie about yourself.
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
You don't know what they did to me. Did you hear what they said about me? What makes me so mad? It was true. They hurt my feelings. My feelings got hurt. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you're going to really live in this world, your feelings will get hurt a lot.
Preach.
And you have to tell your feelings to shut up.
Amen.
Amen. Say, Ed, your feelings stink. Stop it. It caused you trouble. Hallelujah. Because you can feel great 1 second and the next second, feelings are crazy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They just change like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consistency to them. Man, you could be all cheering here today with God and woo-wee-ah-woo, walk out the door, something happened, and you'd never know you were a Christian. It was just me. I have that problem. You guys don't. Okay. I want you to look at something. We're going to look at some scriptures here. John, the 11th chapter. I'm going to read some scriptures to you here. This is Martha talking to Jesus when Jesus comes and raises Lazarus from the dead. And I want you to see something that she says here. And I want it for, this is what God gave me for our understanding. This is for us. Now, in verse 22, she makes this statement. She says, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. In other words, I know, she said, I know this. Whatever you ask or the words that you speak to God, God will give you your words. That's what she said. That's John 11:22. She said, God will give you your words. That's what she's saying. Whatever you ask, God will do it. In other words, God will give you your words. I want you to say this about her. This law already existed. She could have done this.
Yeah.
Why? Go over under the law. Go over, look at Proverbs. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What you say? All through the Bible, the Jews had this. Man had from the beginning. Their Eve sinned by words. She got faith by listening to wrong words, but she believed in them. And then she followed those words.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam listened to those words. This all started with words. There wasn't no telepathy going on. It was words. Faith don't come by telepathy. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. This is one thing as I learned. Why many people don't hear from God. Because God speaks in line with his word. And they ain't got a clue about it. They're full of religious ideas and things. And when God's talking, they don't recognize it. God almost always speaks to me. He'll give me scriptures. He'll say something to me, give me scriptures to point me in there of what He's talking about. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And so God always brings, the Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Jesus, who is what? The Word of God. And reveals it to me. What's He going to reveal to me? The Word. If you want something else, you're in the wrong camp. You know, we got a lot of religion out here. Easy to join. Adios. You know, go join it. But this is about, the Christianity is about the Word, and that's new to the church today. Oh, we talk about the Bible. Oh, the Bible's the Word of God, and I just really believe it. Well, when are we going to do it if we really believe it?
Come on.
What do we want to act like is true? No, what we don't want to act on, we say, that's not for today. Yeah, that's the not for today message is a big one.
Come on.
That's the mainstay of the church. Mm-hmm. Not for today. Well, God hasn't changed.
Amen.
And I found out the more I respond to Him, the more I get like that, I don't change.
Amen.
I need to come in the place where I line up with the Word and I ain't going to change. I don't care what anybody else does.
Amen.
I don't care if anybody wants to listen to my preaching. I'm going to say what's true. I don't care if anybody likes it or not.
Woo!
Go do something else. Go do something
Hallelujah.
Else. Just very simple. Go do something else.
Amen.
I'm not, you know, the baby food teacher.
Amen. Preach.
You know, Christians are doing that. We just have churches filled. I mean, the preachers are babies. You can't even hardly give them a thing. They choke on it.
Come on.
You know? You know, they're like the church at Corinth. You know, you got to just feed them milk all the time. You know, you just got to give them, you know, they burp them poor babies. You know, they whine quick, poop their pants. And, you know, it's just, and they're a mess is what they are. And they'll never grow up. I'm going to tell you something. If somebody is really getting the milk of the Word, they'll grow. The Bible says you'll grow thereby. So if somebody says, you know, we can only take milk, then you never grew up, you big baby. Say, we're throwing you out of the crib right now. Because the real babies can't come into the church because the churches, all the seats are taken up by babies. And all the pulpits are taken up by a bunch of babies.
Come on, preach.
People, they, you know, all they do is just baby stuff around. You know, we don't expect a lot of people. I expect a lot out of me. I don't expect out of you as much as I expect out of me.
Amen.
To whom much is given, much is required. God expects more out of me. But I expect something out of you.
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come on.
Because number one, if I don't, then teaching is worthless. If I think you're just going to stay a dummy, what's the point?
Yep. Amen.
The Word of God will change you. And if you preach it, that's what changed me. The Word of God. So the Word of God was spoken. In other words, she said, Jesus, if you say words to God, God will do your words. She didn't realize it was for her too. The disciples never knew it. He had explained all this to them. And we're going to look at these things, what it is about words. Why? It's always on this side. This is why tongues, it's from this side. It's always from this side. Everybody's looking to God's side, trying to get God to send. I'll tell you, He ain't got an address to send it to. He only sent it where the words came from. Many people get their prayers answered and they say, they want something, but they're talking completely different. What they're saying, hey, God, no, God will do this for me. Lord, this is what your word says. And I know you'll do that for me. I just want to thank you. You'll do that because, no, they'll sit there, oh, Lord, I need this and I need that. I said, you know what I'm going through down here. I just need to help me. What on earth? We got the world all confused. We turn around, you go to a funeral and a sinner died, and they're praying for God to comfort the sinner family. I'm sorry. The comforter's for the Christian. It's not for the world. He is not a comforter to the world. He convicts the world of sin.
Come on.
I don't want them to. I want them to get the hell scared out of them.
Yes.
I don't want them comforted in their sin. That their loved one went off to hell. You don't want to go there too. No, God will come and comfort you, and that we do. And you know what? The God of their God comes, the devil, and he brings comfort to them. You're all right like you are.
Preach.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
This is good preaching, folks.
Yes.
We don't believe in this spirit realm. We just talk about it. We have nice stories.
Come on.
I'll tell you, whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
And we need to walk in this freedom that we got. And John 14, and we're going to read some scriptures here. This is John telling his disciples right before he's going to be crucified. He's going to be turned over to the high priest and them. But in John 14, this is what he tells them. He tells them in John 14, verse 13. Now, he is saying this. Now, so this is to us. Are you a believer? Hallelujah. Then you qualify for this. So he says, and whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In other words, whatever I ask are the words that I speak. Whatever you ask are the words that you speak in my name. What did Jesus say? I'll do those words that you speak.
Amen.
He said, I'll do the word. Well, what words are you speaking?
Amen.
See, this is why. You know, I've learned this a long time ago. When somebody wants prayer for something, I just don't jump and pray for people.
Come on.
I want to think about what needs to be. We don't guard our mouth at all. We just jump right into our religious jargons and wonder why things ain't working out.
Mm-hmm.
What means, you know, because everybody, well, we got to change this real quick. That doesn't sound like faith and patience to me. I'm into the inheriting the promise stuff. I'm not into this gunslinging, and I fired 27 shots, and one of them winged them.
Right.
You know? Didn't kill him, just winged him. That's all he got. You know?
Uh-huh.
See, we need to understand this. So he said, why is we do this? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. You want God to get glorified, get doing this stuff right.
Amen.
This is how God gets... God does not get glory from you walking around you all the time praising Him. You can praise Him all the time and then talk dumb stuff, and He gets no glory.
Come on.
Was it just, well, you know, I've heard, well, you know, we have a worship church and we really worship a lot. Well, you might not ever get nothing. God likes you worshiping, but I'll tell you, a lot you ain't going to ever get just worshiping.
Come on.
Amen. You know, there ain't one rule in the kingdom fixes everything.
Come on.
This is what we do. The church does this all the time. Follow it. Every year it comes along and there's a couple new books that come out and everybody jumps on board of that new thing and then everything becomes that. And next year you're back in the same mess again and then another book's come out. Because everybody jumps on board, throws out all the other stuff they learned, we just follow this one. I remember back years ago they had the prayer of Jabez. And all of them jumped on board. And I'll never forget, I was in this ministerial group and they were talking about this. And I said to them, I said, you needed that book? I said, I could imagine there's, you know, a lot of Christians, they ain't taught decent, they would have needed it, but you needed that book. And I said, you'll all jump on board with it. And I say, next year, you'll never even know that book ever even existed. You'll be off to something else.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh, yeah. My God, you know everybody waiting for the prophecy of the new year. And by 3 months later, you wouldn't know anything was ever said. Woo! Good preaching, Ed.
Amen. Amen.
That shows a great sign of immaturity.
Come on.
It's people, you know, got a couple little shiny objects. And that's all you need, you know. They're like the pack rats. You know, a couple shiny, oh, we love the shiny little things. And can't get enough of shiny little things. They don't produce nothing, but we like them. And we think for spiritual because we like them. Now, in John, the 15th chapter, we go one more chapter. John 15. In verse 16, Jesus says this. I like this. I start verse 6. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. Now, we don't separate this in its statement. He's telling us about bearing fruit and fruit remain. How is it done? Listen, here's how it's done. That whatever you ask, that's speaking words, the Father in my name, He may give you what? Give you the words. That is how what? You bear fruit. You have been chosen to do this.
Amen.
This is what you've been chosen to do. See, everybody's wondering, I want to know the will of God. Why don't you get in this one sometime, written out clear? You don't have to pray 2 seconds of fast, one meal, to find out this is what you're supposed to do.
Come on.
It's written out clear for you.
Amen.
But you know what? We've been just taught religious. We're going to have all kind of religious teaching. No, it's but Jesus. I mean, you know, if Jesus said it, I don't need to discuss it with anybody else whether this is right or not.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
No, this is it. Jesus said it. There's not another discussion. If a person don't like it, well, I'm sorry. I can't say something else because I'm not going to contradict Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Amen. Preach.
So he said, I've been chosen for this, that I should bear fruit. And how do you bear fruit? See, people are trying to bear fruit by being good and nice and everything like that. You want to be good and do the will of God? Get doing what the first things you're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Get your voice. If you can't get your voice, I'll tell you what did James say about, James talked about it. He said, if a person control their tongue, they can control their whole body.
Yes.
See, that's how good Lord gave me the revelation about walking in health. He told me, if you can control your tongue, you can walk in health. You can have this. If you can control your tongue. See, you can control your whole body. We're trying to do everything but that. We're trying by prayer to control our bodies. I'm sorry, that ain't where it works. You can pray night and day, but if you can't control your tongue and the rest of your talking, don't be surprised it don't work. See, everybody thinks, well, pray, you know, in tongues, yeah, he control your mouth, so you're just a really nice person. No, I'm going to tell you need power.
Come on.
And you ain't a fit person if you ain't got power. I found that out. I wasn't strong enough to control me.
Mm-hmm.
I needed help.
Amen.
And I found out, see, I need to connect to power. And I found out connecting my voice to the power of the Word of God, that power worked in me and changed me. That power. See, we're trying to do it on our own accord through us, you know. Well, the Bible says you're supposed to do this, so we run and try to do it. Fail at it and fail at it and fail at it and fail at it. We don't start saying what the Bible says. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. You don't just understand how weak I am. I'll find this out. But people need help. The first thing they'll come tell you is all their weakness and all their problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this. So what I have to do is start talking to them about heading in a direction of what they're saying. They're having what they said. Have you ever met a depressed person who's happy?
No.
No. You know, see, in the world, see, I was in the drug world. You know, we wanted to be happy. So we took drugs to get happy. Why? Because we was unhappy. Well, we were destroying our lives. People say destroyed them by use of drugs. No, we destroyed it by our mouth and all the stuff we said. We took drugs because of what we set into motion with our life and with our mouth. That's what happened. See, when I got saved, the first thing the Lord taught me was about confess what you're saying with your mouth. What you're saying with your mouth. I started saying about myself what God said. I didn't look or feel like I was like that at all. But God said, I saved. He said, I was the righteousness of God. God said, well, the day I got saved, the Word of God was revealed to me that I was as righteous as God. How many Christians talk like that?
Come on.
No, most Christians would say, they want to say, well, people won't understand. I don't give a rip if you don't understand. I'm doing this for me. And if you want to be dumb and stay stupid, go ahead.
Amen.
I'm as righteous as God. God made me that way. I ain't going to lie to keep you happy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, you can get out of your depression by turning around and saying the things of what you really are. God has made you. See, people are not speaking what God has made them. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. He's making my body alive. You don't understand my problems. You need to be, I just got this ailment. I need this. And the Christians standing there with healing in them, trying to get God to give them healing when they got it in them.
Come on.
Yes.
Why? No revelation in the church teaches. See, I was fortunate enough to sit under a man taught that.
Yes.
I didn't have to go through all the stupid. And it is stupid. We're trying to get people, and they don't understand. I have it in me.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, He's the Spirit, is already in me. I'm not trying to get something. See, when I started off as a Christian, I was trying to get things.
Mm-hmm.
But you come to maturity. I know this, most of the church, and I ain't saying that Christians are not mature, but they're not taught. They can't be mature. Everybody today is afraid to offend them. We're afraid to contradict everybody's favorite preachers.
Come on, preach.
They go, this guy's my favorite preacher. He can't get healed either.
Amen.
How are you going to get it? He can't take you where he can't go.
That's
Come
right.
on. Come
That's
on.
Right.
That's why I will always look for people that know more than me. I ain't going to learn more than people who are less than me.
Come yes. on.
Jesus said you ain't going any further than your teacher. If you want to be petted and petted, we got plenty of kindergarten churches. And they'll give you a bottle every Sunday and every day of the week.
Amen.
Telling you Jesus loves you while you don't ever when you don't ever experience that great love. You don't experience what he gave. So the Lord said to me, well, as a young Christian, said, why do my people keep asking me for what I gave them? Why do they keep asking for it? I already gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
The church keeps chasing after promises that are already given.
Mm-hmm.
God went beyond promising me anything. He gave it to me.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, I got everything. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places was already given. I'm not chasing them. They're chasing me.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Get that in you. They're chasing you.
Amen.
This will change your... See, when something comes against you, and you know, no, I'm sorry, that ain't mine.
That's right.
And I'm going to have Alan give a testimony. I want him to give... I talked to him about this today because he told me this, and I want him to get up here and give this testimony. And I want him to give it because it has to do with words, speaking words.
Amen.
And I want him to come up here and I want him to give this testimony because these are things that need to be said.
Amen. Amen. Some of you've heard this already. I don't know who was here last time I gave it, but it is so powerful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, all right, I thought it was a blood clot thing. All right, never mind. So you didn't know this, only he knows because I told him. Anyways, I had blood testing done after I had the whole foot thing. And the pharmacy called me, not the pharmacy, the doctor called me, and they said, you have to come in for blood testing. I was like, all right. So I went in, and we always know that everything that you're going to have is going to come back positive anyway. So you don't second guess it, you know what I mean? So when they called me, I told her, I said, I got to go in for testing. They did the testing, and it came back. They said, in 2 weeks, we'll have your a couple days, they had the results. And they called me back, and they said, it came back that your thyroid is off. And right away, the first thought that came to my head was, my mom died of thyroid cancer. You know what I mean? And I was like, no, I'm not receiving this. And on the phone with the lady, I told her, I said, I don't receive this. She's like, what? And she's like, I just told you that your thyroid is off. I said, I don't care what you said. I'm a man of faith. And I don't receive that. I'm not saying, well, you need this medication or it can get worse. I said, I don't need your medication. I don't need medication. I'm a man of faith. My wife's going to come home. We're going to talk about it. We're going to touch and agree. And then I'll get back to you. And then I told him, I said, I'm not taking the medication. I was like, you do whatever you got to do. In 2 weeks, we'll retest. I'll get my positive result, and that'll be the end of it. And she's like, well, whatever you say, but do you know the risk? No, I don't want to hear the risk. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm not receiving nothing else. Goodbye. And then they called me, and I went back in for my testing, and they called me back, and they said, your test results are negative. What do you think I said? Yep, I said, thank you, goodbye. And they, I can imagine what their thoughts were because somebody would usually say, wow, I can't believe that. But I told her, I said, honey, we're going to agree that I'm not taking no medication. I know that God says that I'm whole and well. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I don't need it.
May I add something to that? He had to go in 2 weeks for blood work to get it retested. And we honestly... didn't remember what the appointment was for because this is what it's going to be. And we left the go. And I said, what are you going for blood work for? He said, remember, we're going to get the good result. I said, oh, that's right.
Doctor needed to see.
Amen.
You see, if you're surprised if something turns out well, I know this, you weren't in faith.
Amen.
You see, now what do we say? What do we see? I'm teaching on this principle. He spoke words, and God brought his words to pass.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, he could have turned around and talked, went through this, you know, the woman. She's heading in one direction. He has a choice. What do you want?
Amen.
Are you trying to please people and try to keep everybody? You don't want to look stupid. I'm sorry. If you're going to live as a Christian, you're going to look stupid.
Come on.
I can tell this, and this is, I learned this in Kenneth Hagin, being young. He said, if people, everybody likes you and thinks you're wonderful, you're probably not living a godly life.
Come on.
See, today is all about popularity. People are trying to get, a lot of ministers, they want to be popular with everybody. And they definitely live lives. And if you understand, and what they preach is to get people to like them. Jesus, they loved him so much they killed him. Every one of the disciples except John was put to death. John was the only one that lived out until old age. All the rest of them were put to death. It's because they were just so popular with the crowd. They were but see, if you want, and why he gave him that, is because he's saying words.
Amen.
In other words, to saying the right words were more important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Than to, see, he could have turned around and pleased people and spoke against God's working in him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, people don't realize they do this. Mm-hmm. We're trying to keep people happy. You know, I got to keep everybody in the family happy. I gave that up a long time ago. My job isn't to keep Wanda happy and her keep me happy. I said, Peter, how do you keep each other happy? Well, if you follow God, you'll get happy.
Amen.
If you blow it, you just repent and go on and that stuff. Amen. But if you think, if you're waiting for somebody to make you happy, you're a pain in the neck.
Come on.
I'm sorry. It ain't gonna happen. People, that's not what it is. We have to learn to have joy when things ain't going good.
Amen.
We have to learn to maintain ourselves. That's the strength of faith.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Being able to look beyond what's around you. Believing what you are and what you got. Hey, God will take care of me. I know this don't look like it's working. But I ain't believing by what it looks like.
Amen.
You see, he got a test, and what the test looked like. He said, no, I'm not receiving that. Now, I'll guarantee you what that woman thought. But I'll guarantee you when the test come back good, she probably didn't repent of what she thought.
Amen. Come on.
After she heard, oh my God, that did work for him. Well, he's just lucky. Say no. He did what what says concerning him. It says God calls things that don't exist as though they do.
Amen.
Most Christians live by calling things that exist that already exist. And that's why nothing changes.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing can change. Ooh. Calling things that exist as though they exist, you don't need an ounce of faith for that. It's obvious it exists.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another scripture. John 16, one more chapter over. Verse 23. Jesus, again, he's speaking. Jesus said, and in that day you will ask me nothing. He's talking about asking it. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. In other words, whatever you ask or the words that you speak in asking, those words you said, the Father is going to give you those words.
Amen.
I always ask people, what words do you speak?
Come on.
See, people think of this, prayer is of no value unless it's speaking the right thing. See, many people have prayed themselves. Actually, they have literally released demonic powers by their words. They've released hurt on themselves. People don't like to think about this, but it's true. It happened. Our words either move us toward God or move us toward Satan. There's two kingdoms here.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You need to understand the authority. You can't be walking over here and talking the stuff and you've crossed the boundary into Satan's side. He has access to you. It's just like me. I don't care if I'm an American citizen. I cross the border in another country. I'm under their laws.
Mm-hmm.
Many Christians live in Satan's kingdom and are trying to get God to bless them there. I'm sorry. He can't. You're under that authority.
Come on. Come on.
You got to get over in the right side.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Your voice. You start speaking. You start speaking yourself to where you want to be. You start speaking yourself.
Amen.
You start heading in the direction. You get your mouth fixed.
Come on.
No, people just complaining all the time to God about their problems. Command that all pray for me. I'll tell you what. If you're talking in the wrong direction, me praying for you ain't going to do much for you. Why? Because your authority is moving in a different direction. Your authority about you usurps anything I do. I cannot control your authority. I have no authority. Jesus Christ can't make anybody get saved.
Come on.
If Jesus could cross over the line of people, then all he'd have to do, wouldn't he have enough faith to make everybody get saved and everything? He can't. What does he do? He offers faith and people. See, down here, when God created, he gave man dominion. He said to Adam, over all the animals, everything, you got dominion. And what do they do? He lets an animal come and talk him out of it. He had dominion over it. But he didn't use it.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's not knock Adam. We've all done it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. God gave us authority and we used it to hit ourselves over in the head with it, you know?
Yes.
But see, understand this. People don't know. They're not taught.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are taught today, if you're pretty, I do pretty nice things, that they're a good person. I've watched people call people good person. And you listen to them talk over time and you think, dear God, these people are killing themselves. Their mouths are running and they're doing stuff and saying things. Oh, everybody else likes it. It's nice because it fits their crowd. And they're a good person. I've seen sinners die and people say, well, they were really a good person, Christians. And I think, they went to hell, they were a good person. See, Christians, you know, Kenneth Hagin used to call them granola Christians. You know, nuts and flakes. we got a lot of that. Nuts and flakes. They don't realize they're sick. This person lives an ungodly life. They say they were a nice person. What did you just tell the rest of the sinners around them?
Come on.
You just preached a gospel to them. You used words out of your mouth to help people go to hell. You think you ain't going to stand for Jesus about that one day?
Come on.
Amen. He's going to talk to Christianity about our gospel.
Come on.
He's going to talk to Christianity. Now just think about this. Jesus, we go to scriptures, Mark 11, 23 and 24. We'll read this, what Jesus said about words. Words in the earth. Words here in the earth. Understand us, on this side, us changing things. I want you to get a hold of this today, the power that you have. You're not, God don't have to give it to you. You already got it. God gave you a voice. He's caused you to be born again. You have a nature just like God in you. Your inner man has a voice and wants to say things. And if you're feeding that inner man got some stuff he'd like to say. He wants to say. You've renewed your mind. You know in your mind. Now, but you have a choice. Am I going to follow with what I know to do? Or am I going to look around and say, well, you know, people might not like I'm just doing this around it. People might not like it. People may not care about that. Well, listen to this. Mark 11, 23, and it says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says or speaks words to this mountain. Now, he says these words. Be removed and be cast in the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says, those words that he spoke, these words. He said, will be done. He will have whatever he says. What? The words that, what is he going to have? The words he said. See, we've been reading it. Jesus has taught this over and over again. The church don't get it. We take these things. I've had ministers, good ministers that preach really well about faith, said, he's not really talking about mountains here. He's talking about the mountains in your life. Jesus was standing on the Mount of Olives when he said this. Did he lie to those bunch of guys?
No.
Did he lie? Jesus just told the extent. Understand about it. This is what the Lord spoke to me as I was studying on the areas years ago about this, a saying. And the Lord said this to me. He said, did you notice that when I was in the earth, I never prayed about animate objects. I always spoke to them. He spoke to the storms. He said, see, in the earth, you shouldn't be running around praying about half the things you need to. Talk to them. See, Kenneth E. Hagin, when the Lord told him about him and finances, the Lord said to him, don't pray about finances the way you were doing before. He said, you say. See, money's an animate object. In this earth, I have authority to call it to me.
Amen.
There you go. I have authority. See, we don't use our authority. God, I need money. Give me money. I'm sorry. Heaven don't have money. Heaven don't print money. Anything you need, it is here.
Amen.
He put the gold and the silver and all. He put wealth in there. He put the cow. He said, hey, the cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. There ain't enough beef out here. God ain't got enough beef. No, we ain't got enough Christians with good sense. That's
preach.
What's wrong.
Preach.
They keep going along with what the government says.
Come on.
Quit waiting for Trump to prosper this nation. You do it with your mouth. Start saying the right stuff and quit talking stupid.
Amen.
This is good preaching.
Yes,
great
sir.
Preaching.
Amen.
We're waiting for somebody. We worship government leaders. And we say, you know, we get mad at them. Well, why would we get mad at them? We're the ones that worship them. They're our source of life. You know, they're going to make things work. They got to do this or they got to do that. Things are going to go bad for me. I'm sorry. Things are going to go bad for you. You've set it in motion.
Come on. Come on.
See, this is why this is an important thing. It's on here. We use our voices. We can bless this nation or we can curse it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, saying the right things. Speaking the right stuff. See, getting over and do this. Saying to this mountain. So, you know, as I heard these ministers say, they said, well, he's just talking about the mountains in your life. I said, Jesus never said that. You made that up. See, another gospel preach, another gospel. These are so-called good ministers, but they add to the gospel. I don't need to add to it. It's as good as it can get now. I don't have to add to it.
Amen.
If I have to explain that to you, it shows your ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Now, let's get right. You know, I've sat down right and looked and say, Ed, you've just been stupid. You can't even read words. I've been saying this in the Bible all the time, and you've been thinking other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never been there? Then you never learned in the Bible.
Come on.
I'm amazed how many times I look and say, you know, I've read this, I don't know how many times. It's the first time I ever really saw what it said. Oh, dear Lord. Yet those words were there the whole time, but I had a way of thinking about it. And I went and I read it according to my religious colored glasses.
Come on.
And I was, well, they said it's this way, you know. Oh, they're smarter than me. But they ain't smarter than the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I got the know-it-all in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It don't get no better than that. And he's the greatest teacher there is.
Come on.
Nobody compares to him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, then we say in Mark 11:24, therefore I say to you, whoever, whatever things you ask or words that you speak and ask him. Well, that is what. When you pray, what are you supposed to do? Believe you receive what? Receive what? Those words. Believe God gives you those words when you ask, not when it shows up.
That's right.
You believe he gave it to you when you ask the words. See, many people prayed the right thing and then walked off and waiting for God to do it. They're sitting around, you know. Standing around, well, God, they've never believed they got it. They're waiting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? The day I was born into this earth, I was healed of every sickness and disease there was by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never received it, but it was done.
Yes.
Himself had already taken my infirmities and bore my sicknesses.
Mm-hmm.
See, you ever think like that? No, most people don't. See, when we talk about, we look at what Jesus did was back yonder, and then someday down the road we'll get it. I'm sorry, every person was given it already. Everybody, when I came in the earth, I was already blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. But I was 30 years old till I received it.
Mm-hmm.
I never walked in faith with it. Didn't do me no good.
Yeah.
Salvation from God didn't do me any good because I never received it. But yet it was all there. I'm just going to tell you this. Jesus ain't going to do any more for you.
Come on.
He's done it all.
Right.
And he gave you the Holy Spirit, the know-it-all, to tell you all about what he did.
Amen.
No, we teach today, we're trying to get it. We're trying to reach God. You know, these Christians writing books. You know, how to get into the presence of God. The presence lives in me. How can I get any closer? I'm not trying to get in the presence of God. I'm trying to recognize it. I'm learning and developing and gaining knowledge about the presence that already exists and is there.
Amen.
How do I respond to it? We're not teaching that. We're teaching all these things about we're trying to get it. That's what they did in the Old Testament. Today we live in the Old Testament church with Jesus the head.
Yeah.
Trying to get it. Still going out there. You know, killing lambs, doing stuff. We're just out there doing this thing, trying to get God to accept us.
Mm-hmm.
God likes me so much, he moved in.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, don't you think about it. The day you got born again, the Holy Ghost moved in. You didn't do one thing good. Now, he didn't look and say, well, you know, down the road, you're going to do something stupid, so I ain't moving in there. He didn't do that, did he?
No,
if he looked at doing stuff stupid, he'd have said, Ed's going to really be stupid sometimes. We ain't moving in there, do we? We got to wait. No, he moved in. He moved in. Why? To help me get past the stupid.
Amen.
And develop and grow. See, God working, we need to get this out. What God's already doing, not what we're trying to. We have this idea, we're trying to get healing. I'm never trying to get healed. Never.
Amen.
Healing was already given. What I want to do is I just want to receive that. Well, see, how did Alan receive what he wanted? He didn't spend time praying and fasting, trying to overcome. He didn't call Pastor Ed to pray for him, that this would all work out for him.
Amen.
His words would bring it to pass. He didn't need Pastor Ed's words. Babies need Ed's words.
Come on.
Now, I was just going to say, this is not to knock anybody. For yourself, I'm talking about for yourself. For yourself. And we pray for other people and do things. And I say, but for yourself, your voice will carry you.
Come
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Come on.
God, many things responds to me really quick. And I know why he does. Thank God I was taught about voice. See, I talk about him responding to me even when I'm not even trying to get him to respond to me. But I always talk about he'll respond to me quickly. He'll do. See, and I talk those things. And so, you know what? They build in me and my faith. See, I'm feeding me faith. Most people in their prayer life, they feed themselves full of unbelief in their prayer life. Saying and whining about their problems and, God, don't you know what I'm going through? See, well, do you really understand what you're going through? Maybe you're in this situation because God's trying to show you something, is to teach you to walk by faith and not by sight.
Come on.
And you're saying, I don't want to be here in this place. I want to learn faith in all comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is never developed in comfort.
Preach.
Never.
Preach.
Faith becomes strong in opposition. You don't like opposition, you don't like faith. Opposition is where faith. This is where you have to lift the weight now. Say, uh-huh. Boy, this is happening to me. What? Now I got to lift that weight of faith. That thing says, yeah, my body's telling me this. Yeah, but the word says this.
Amen.
And you have a choice. Which one are you going to pick up?
Yes.
Which one do you pick up? Which one do you do? See, you have a choice. And this is why. There's always, faith is always dealing with the choice. You're not believing God for something when you don't need nothing. Are you?
Come on.
It's when there's something needs to be done. See, understand this. That's why I have no faith. I live in it. Jesus said, in the world, there's tribulation. He said, I've overcome it. Do you believe that? What is he talking about? He's talking about faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to believe when the trouble is all there, and the earth's full of trouble. Do you believe it's overcome? Do you believe Jesus overcame it for you?
Come on.
Well, we wouldn't whine and cry so much about stuff and complain to all the stuff we complain about if we actually believe those statements. But, you know, we have them religiously, you know, we go through them and, oh, yeah, I believe that's true. Well, when you start doing it, you'll believe it's true.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right.
But until that time, it becomes, well, I believe this is the Word of God. Well, start practicing it. Put it to work. See, and this is, we're talking about these things. Words that we speak, here we find out God brings to pass the words that we speak. So God's power in this earth. This is why. What does God do? God calls things that don't exist as though they do.
Amen.
You want to be, see, when you're in and you're running in trouble, the reason your trouble's there is because something's existing that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change it? By calling things that don't exist as though they do. Say, man, my body's saying I'm sick. I'm saying I'm well.
Amen.
Oh, well, I'm going to be real. I'm going to say it like it really is. And yeah, and you're going to stay sick and don't waste your time calling me to pray for you. God don't deliver stupid.
Amen. Amen.
No. See, people don't realize they had been trained in religion to operate in opposite of God. In opposition of what God does, we're trained in it and we're told them we're doing spiritual things. Yeah, they are, but they're not God's kingdom spiritual. They're demonic.
Come on.
See, we got to watch this stuff. We got to watch what we say and do. That's why this one thing. You know, I learned this from Kenneth Hagin. This will help you. Kenneth Hagin was not even quick to pray for his family about things till he was ready to pray, till he knew he was in faith. Now, I learned this when I was young, and I found out this is true. One of the problems many people have, they pray too quick, and they pray in unbelief, even though they'll say right things, but they're not really believing it. See, Mark 11, 23, when you talk to that mountain, you can't doubt in your heart. You can't doubt. If you do, it ain't coming to pass. Those words come when you're convinced.
Amen.
See, you shouldn't. Everybody gets all scared. Something happens. I watch this person gets in the hospital and have a serious problem. We got to really pray quick, and we got to do that. Worst thing people do.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
People go through all kind of stuff they wouldn't have to go through, and sometimes die because people pull the trigger before they were ready. I learned to stop. You make sure that you're ready. You
Amen.
Make sure that the words you're going to say, why? You want them to come to pass. Mm-hmm. We're not just blowing wind because, oh, I need help, so I'm just going to say this verse. I'm just going to say this. Most people in their confessions are say confessions not to bring something to pass. They're trying to get themselves to believe. Mm-hmm. You know what? I do that. I confess. I know sometimes I'm not ready. I'll do this. Something and I just know inside I'm not ready to pull the trigger on this thing. And so I'll make confessions. I'll just make confessions about it. They're not for God. They're for me. They're building faith in me. I'll start confessing, sir, and I'll confess them. And I'll do it over a period of time, and I'll do it. And then after a while, I know, I'm ready to pull the trigger now. I got this thing. It's mine now. We got it. We got it.
Amen.
You got to learn to do that.
Amen.
Everybody wants to jump and pull the gun right away. Let's quick get this thing fixed. See, you know what? I believe God will help me, but we're acting like he ain't gonna. If I don't do this immediately, everything's going to go wrong. And so we quick pray, and everything goes wrong. You know, it's just like when Wanda, when she found her heart thing, we didn't pray right away concerning her heart and that stuff going in. We took time. Meditate. I wanted to know what Wanda could stand and what she could do, where she could believe, and we could get together on it. Why? Because I want results.
Come on.
Right. I'm not interested in prayers. I'm interested in results.
Amen. Preach.
Everybody, religious people are always interested in prayers. Don't care if they don't work or not. We went through the religious motions. We jumped through the hoops. I'm interested in results.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is interested in results. Jesus didn't pull the trigger until he was ready. He didn't come into the earth and they crucified him immediately.
Right. Come on.
God had a plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that out. Faith is patient.
Amen.
I've had to do this with people. You know, somebody come on, they want prayer, they're going to go into something, going through an operation, I'm going to go in there and say, hey, hold it, just stop. You know? Are you ready? I find many times people ain't ready. They ain't faith about going through the operation. Oh, just pray for me because I'm going to go through this thing and I'm going to say, hold it, just stop. You don't have this operation until you're ready. And what do you believe is going to take place? How's this thing going to go? I don't care what you want. I tell people this. I am not interested in what you want. I'm only interested in what you can believe.
Amen.
Because I can agree with that. I can't agree with what you want. God didn't say he's going to give you all here once. According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. A lot of people want a lot of things. They can't believe for it.
Come on.
People won't take time to bring themselves to faith. They won't take time to do it. Mm-hmm. I want everything changed. I want a McDonald's God. I want to pull up and, you know, I just put the order in. I drive around and God hands a bag out and I'm going back to my sinful life. I'm going back to my life where I don't pay much attention to him. I'm going back where I'm caught up in everything else but him.
Yep.
Preach.
Oh, I'm the only guy that ever did something like that. The rest of you, I could see. I thought you had wings, but it is actually your shoulder blades. Well, we've done these things, folks. Hallelujah. But we're learning. We're learning.
Yeah.
And don't they? You know, you can take offense. People can take offense. I want to change. You know, I say these things for me, too.
Come on.
I need to hear me say things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen.
See, you learn and use your voice to correct you.
Come on.
Now, this is one thing. You know, it's easy for us to see everybody else's faults.
Uh-huh.
Because we never turn the mirror on ourselves, ever.
Come on.
That's right. Yeah. I can tell how messed up you are. But you know what? I find this out. I go along in life, and whether I like it or not, I'm going to find out how messed up I am.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to find out.
Amen.
So it's going to... The Word, the Bible tells us, is a mirror. And we look into the perfect law of liberty. When I look into the perfect law of liberty, I see this. That it in the flesh ain't perfect. The only perfection I have is in my spirit. God gave me being born again. But I'm going to tell you what. That perfection in me isn't always acting out of me in perfection.
Come on.
But I'm telling you today as a way to get yourself started. Many people want a result, but they're not doing the beginning to get the result. See, this is what many Christians want to bring their flesh under. And I'm just going to tell this. You will never bring it under till you can bring your voice under.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when I was at Rhema and in Bible school, and I tell the story about working. I was working in a grocery store in the meat department, and the boss, you know, and I always tell the story, and this is in Reagan. I was the best worker he had. But he never treated, and I was right. I did more work than anybody else in the place. When I left, they had hired up to 3 people to take my place, and they still couldn't get the job done. Because, you know, they're hiring people that are just either sinners or Christians that act like sinners. You know, I go to a place to work, I work. You know, I just I tell you, I'm working. I don't have a whole lot of time to complain because I work.
Come on. Come on.
But see, God had to teach me those things. You see, it's one of the things is his boss. Well, see, I got upset at this boss because he wouldn't give me a raise. He gave all his friends raises, and these lazy guys, he's giving raises. And I got complaining about it. And the Lord one day, and he's consigned, really, he was being nice to me. And it was, he was really kind to me. He didn't tell me, say, Ed, shut up. You know, what would need to be said. But he once said to me, he said, why don't you go to work for me? And I knew what he meant when he said it. It wasn't I was supposed to leave there. I was supposed to start doing what I was doing as under the Lord. He was my boss. Well, the first thing he taught me was this. If I was going to take him as my boss, I can't be complaining about this guy all the time because he's my boss. And the Lord told me when he spoke to me about it, he said, you go to work for me. He said, I pay good. So I started working. I started, you know, my job didn't change one iota, but I changed. And when I changed, I didn't have a problem going to work anymore. Why? Because I quit griping.
Come on.
See, I changed. The work day. But see, I found this when I worked at Reese's Candy Company. That's the way it was. The Lord taught me there. See, people complained all the time, but I found out when I changed, work never changed, but I became a different person.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't like things, you need to change. You need to change where you can be around things that don't work well and you ain't griping all the time about it.
Come on.
If you can't do that, you have a problem.
Amen.
And it's a character problem, and it'll affect your faith. I'm not saying this criticize anybody. I learned these things, and I found out they work.
Amen.
See, God's in the blessing business, and you get around the things. You know, the Lord taught me. He said, like when I worked at Reese's, he told me, he said, you don't own this business. He said, they do. They have this thing, and it's theirs. And if they want to make decisions and they're wrong, that's up to them. That they're allowed to. He reminded me of what my father said. My father said, you know, you go to a place to work. He said, if you don't like it, you leave. He said, they didn't invite you there. He said, you went and asked to go. If you don't like it, you leave. It's their business.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God doesn't view things like we do. See, we're Americans, and we think everybody ought to be kissing our rear ends.
Come on.
Now, it might sound a little crude, but it's downright true.
Preach.
Oh, well, I'm at work, and they don't treat me. This don't. You're living in a world, and a lot don't treat you right. If you can't take it at work, you'll never take persecution in the church.
Come on.
You'll never take them. You'll run and hide. It's good preaching.
Great preaching.
I found out that just we're living in a world, and this world's messed up. The Bible tells us Satan, he's the god of this world. He's the guy. God ain't in charge down here. God's only in charge of whoever allows him to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The world has a Lord. And they're the majority. Why should we think things are going to go real cool? You know what? To me, to stand against the bad is the norm of Christianity. Hallelujah. I got God on my side.
Amen.
They got the devil on their side. Who gonna win? That's right.
Amen.
But see, when people walk around and act like, well, all this is, and complaining all the time, they're just saying the devil's the winner. The devil's the winner. Yeah, no, I got to ask God, try to get him on my side. I got to pray and get a hold of him and try to get him. No, he's already decided he liked me. He's on my side.
Amen.
That he'll make dumb look good.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And see, you want to have, because why? See, you got to maintain your joy. And you can't do that with messed up thinking. You got to be able to look at a situation and say, yeah, this is awful, but it's going to turn out for me. This thing's going to work.
Come on.
I can stand through tests and trials. I can stand.
Amen.
I'm strong because I'm standing strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Hallelujah.
You see, we need to come to this place. We're not afraid of things going wrong.
Come on.
Because things will go wrong.
Amen.
Just settle the fact. You know? We see exciting things that happen. We'll see about it. Isn't this great? Next week, 27 bad things happen in the government. And everybody just jumps right on board again of the 27 and complain. Put it on the news. Let's get it on Facebook. Let's get it on X. Let's get it on this. So we can all discuss it and talk it and say, we're believing God. Oh yeah. Yeah, you know, you throw those terms out. We got Christianity is filled with cliches. And we've made bumper stickers out of. And we put these stupid bumper stickers on our car and don't believe it. Let somebody cut you off, see what happens. Let somebody do something dumb in front of you. Woo, praise me in the name of Jesus. Yeah. See, you know what? I know God, and by knowing God, I know man.
Amen. Amen.
And so I know me. I need God.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
We need God. The more I know me, the more I don't need. I need God.
Amen.
The more I understand.
Yep.
Hallelujah. My need for Him.
Amen.
See, we sing in Jesus, "You're all I need." You know, we sing that and it sounds nice and religious, but you got to come to the place you really understand that.
Amen. He is all we need. Amen.
The only difference between me and the Ayatollah is Jesus Christ. That's the only difference. That's it. He made the difference. I didn't.
That's right.
He did. I could go all the religious routines I want. I can go to church and say, well, I think his religion was bad. Well, there's people who in churches today will go off into hell because they followed a religious belief and not Christ.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Praise God, it ain't going to be us.
Amen.
Yes.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not us.
That's
yes. Hallelujah. See, we want to be excited about Jesus. This is why we need to preach a gospel of power.
Amen.
Understand this in closing. I just want you to get that. When we preach the gospel, you got to preach about the power of God. If you don't, people have no faith for it. You got to tell them, what did you? You go preach the gospel. In my name, you'll cast out demons. We don't talk about that stuff. We got to bring them in through the God loves you, and he's going to just, he's going to goochie goo you, and he's going to... We don't tell them. I got the power gospel preached
Hallelujah.
To me. And when I came in as a young Christian, man, I just thought God wanted to do something in this boy.
Amen.
I thought God wanted to respond to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. We just teach, you just got in, you dirty scoundrel. You're just lucky, you got in. And you just hang on the best, and you put your Christian backpack on, and you walk with that heavy load, and you just go through this for the rest of your life. Get run over, kicked down, let the devil, Oh, yeah, God loves you. We don't preach a gospel of power.
Come on.
Jesus said, in my name, you're going to cast out devils. In my name, you're going to speak in new tongues. He didn't say you had to pray prayers and do stuff. He said, in my name, you do it.
Amen.
We don't use it. We don't believe in the power of the name of Jesus. We've been given the name, but don't use it.
That's right.
We say, I'm going to pray prayers. Have little faith in the name of Jesus and pray long prayers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, the name of Jesus. Cast out devils in the name of Jesus. He didn't say he's going to pray the devil out.
Come on.
The devil's defeated.
Amen.
That boy's going to have to go.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah, they used to do this thing back years ago. They used to say, you know, right on the bottom of your shoe, the devil's under my feet. I said, I don't need to do that. He's so far beneath me, he couldn't even see the bottom of my foot.
Amen.
Jesus defeated him totally.
Amen.
He didn't just put him a little bit down yonder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's done been licked. I don't have to lick him.
Amen.
He is. My job is to act like he's defeated, not trying to get him defeated. I am not trying to defeat Satan. He's already been defeated.
Amen.
Poor guy ain't got feet anymore. Poor guy, he's messed up. He crawls around. Hallelujah. You can think about it. See, you have joy. You see that the devil rises up. He can rise up. But I'll tell you know, they have the song, and it comes from the scripture, let God arise.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Your voice. Amen. God can't arise any further than our voice. And I'll tell you what, and you ought to have great, you ought to just get excited and have great joys.
Amen.
You know, I learned from Kenneth Hagin, and he told us this. He said, when you have troubles and things come along in life, he said, you ought to look at them as this is another opportunity for me to prove that the Word of God's true.
Amen.
This is an opportunity.
Amen.
How do you view troubles?
Amen.
You see, it's number one, you can maintain joy. You can't maintain joy the other way.
Come on.
It won't do it. Everybody says, pray for me, I need joy. Your prayer just saying that, I know you ain't ever going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
You got to maintain joy.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what, your mouth can keep you happy.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it can.
And your blab mouth can be your greatest problem.
Come on. Preach.
Oh, yeah.
Preach.
Joy comes. I can make myself happy quick. I can.
Amen.
Just say the right thing. I say the right things, I make me happy. Hallelujah. I say the wrong things, and I'll tell you what, I will double up on the wrong things, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes further and further.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, you're children of God. This is what you are, not what you're going to become. You're not, you know, you're not trying to become righteous. You are righteous.
Amen.
What you and I want to do is learn how to live this righteousness that we are. But you can't become any more righteous than you are today.
Amen.
Now, we can learn to live more righteous, but you're as righteous as they get.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
This is why we stand before God. This is why I'm righteous. This is why I can pray and ask anything according to His will, that He hears me.
Amen.
And if I know that He hears me, then I know He gives me the petition I request of Him.
Yeah.
I know that. See, we're supposed to know those things. We're not supposed to be wondering if this stuff happened and I'm praying, trying to get an answer. I'm sorry, ask according to His will. I'm going to have it. It's mine.
Amen.
I got it.
Amen.
You see, it's how we... That will bring joy. Thinking wrong about these things lead to saying the wrong things and praying the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask God to do this. I'm going to speak this. Lord, this is what's going to happen in this situation.
Amen.
You see, we heard here Alan say, this is... No, the woman said, no, this is... Oh, but the test said... Well, we know. I saw that in the Bible. That was God's word, that test. So her, but you understand that the God, her God of medicine was, that's it.
That's it.
See, a lot of Christians, these spirit-filled Christians, the God of medicine is number one.
Come on.
Jesus is somebody who comes to try to get you out of trouble of your belief in your medicine God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank God for what they can do. But I got a bigger doctor.
Amen.
I got a doctor that can trump anything they say.
Amen.
See, we got a bigger God. You got to come to that place of where Amen. Yours at. Are you running around confessing what they said?
Come on.
See, Alan didn't. See, that's why I had Alan share that. Alan didn't confess. He didn't come back to... He said to his wife, they said this and I ain't having that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go there, well, they said this and we need to pray.
No.
I don't want this to be happening to me. We better call the prayer team. Oh, and pray for my unbelief. Uh-huh. That's what, hey folks, that's a lot of times, that's the way it is. You know, we should be doing this. Call a prayer team. Tell them, this is what I want you to agree with me on. I'm agreeing, this is what I believe.
Amen.
This is, I don't ask people I don't know to pray for me.
Come on.
Because I don't know what they're going to pray.
Amen.
I've learned this. I tell people what I want to pray for me. And if you don't want to pray that, go do something else.
Amen.
This is what I'm believing. See, to agree, get on to this when you go. Don't you ever throw that out there, just people pray for me.
Come on.
I'm serious. Don't you be doing that.
Amen.
You tell people what you're believing and where you're saying, and to agree is by touching anything they ask, it shall be done.
Yes.
See, God handed us the place of power, and we chose the place of weakness.
Amen.
We had this thing of prayer. We have put prayer up here, and we've made trophies around it and everything else, and it ain't done nothing for us.
Come on.
When we pray, it ought to be an explosion.
Amen.
When we pray, I'm going to tell you, every angel's moving. Everybody, this is working. This is happening.
Amen.
Not, well, let's see, let's ask God. And let's, oh, I hate to hear that people say, well, let's pray and ask God like we're trying to convince Him to do good. He don't know how to do nothing else.
Amen.
He's a good God. That's what He is. He can't help Himself. He loves all us crazy people. And we're crazy. He loves it. He thinks we're wonderful because we're trying to walk with Him. We're trying. He's tickled.
Amen.
We're not trying to prove something to Him. I'm trying to prove some things to me. But I don't have to prove anything. He knows it all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Father, I just want to thank You. Hallelujah. Lord, You've made us into something that is phenomenal. You, Lord God, You've made us into something that is so glorious and so wonderful. Lord God, You took what was sinful and ugly and of reproach, that Lord God was going to be separated from You for eternity, and You turned it into a glorious being. You did that for, You made us like You are. You are sensational. You're incredible. And we didn't work or do one iota, not any little thing. Did we do to earn this? You just told us that if we believe Jesus was raised from the dead and we'd come make Jesus our Lord, we'd be saved. That's, Lord, that's so simple it almost seems stupid.
Yeah.
But Lord God, we were pretty stupid people. We needed the simple.
Amen.
And You did it for us. You did it simple for us. So we can attain to Your glory. And I want to thank You, Lord God, we have attained to Your glory. We have attained to Your righteousness. We have attained to Your holiness. We have attained to Your goodness. Hallelujah. You've made us this way. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, the Word says, and Lord, You know how much I love this Scripture, the good work that You started in us, You're bringing it to completion. I want to thank You. Now, I know You got Your hands full with me, but You're happy about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're working it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't lie. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I know we look at ourselves and we have weaknesses here, weaknesses there. But Lord God, You're working in us. Hallelujah. Lord, those places that have been our weaknesses are going to become our strengths. They're going to become the plan, because we're not going to walk in our strength in it. We're taking a hold of Your strength. We're taking Your ability. Hallelujah. And you, Lord God, Your Word says if we stumble, we fall. Hallelujah. You'll make us stand seven times. Hallelujah. Seven times You'll lift us up. Hallelujah. And Lord, in other words, we're always going to be standing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because we're the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is not any more glorious thing than the church of Jesus Christ. And I thank You, Father. I thank You, Lord God, that these words that You gave me to speak today are quickening in them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank You, life's working in them mightily. Hallelujah. I thank You, You're taking them from one glory to another glory. Hallelujah. Lord, they're not trying to go somewhere. They're on the way there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're on the trip. And Lord God, they will meet the destination. Hallelujah. Lord, full of glory, full of promise, full of power. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank You. We are so thankful, Lord God, hallelujah, of all that You have done for us and all that You're doing in us, hallelujah. Lord God, You're shining the light brightly so we can see. And Father, we just thank You. Thank You today, Father, that no matter what happens and whatever in the future comes, that there's more enough ability in the church to stand in glory.
Amen.
That Lord God, that we are, we're not going to hide under the bushel. We're not going to put our light out. Lord God,
Amen.
We're going to the top of the hill.
Amen.
We're walking to the top of the hill. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're going to shine brightly. The church of Jesus Christ. We're going to have a voice for the lost in this world. We're going to have a voice to this nation. We're going to have a voice to the nations of the earth. We're going to speak your words of promise, your words of glory. We're going to speak those things. Hallelujah. We're going to call things that don't exist as though they do. And they will show up. And God's power and glory will redeem man. Hallelujah. Many will be brought out of darkness into glorious light. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, the ones that people think, oh, there's no way, they're too far gone. And Lord God, you're going to bring in the too far gone. Hallelujah. They're going to come forth and shining in glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, thank you for giving us a place in your vineyard to work. Thank you that we got a place to work in your field. Thank you so much that you've done this for us. Hallelujah. Lord, even what seems little to man is great to you. And I want to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. This place that you've given us, that we can be workers together with you. Hallelujah. We're not just working for you. We're working with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Lord God, you're taking care of us. Lord God, you're blessing us. Lord God, in these last days, much is going to come in. Much will come in, hallelujah, to those who follow you. Lord God, much in the areas of finances and even in the areas of things will come to bless, and that we can bless others. And we want to say thank you, Lord God. We will lack no good thing. Hallelujah. No good thing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What we stumbled over in the past, we're going to walk over in these last days. Hallelujah. We'll not stumble. Hallelujah. We will stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord God, all of it goes to your glory and praise, because we would do none of these things if it wouldn't be for you working in us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, before we go, we're going to take an offering, our missions offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.